Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers. And so we're at a time change over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers won a game.
Yep.
Against a team that was 5-1.
They were actually 7-1. Now they're 7-2. But if you want to make them 5-1, we'll make them 5-1.
All right. Well, it was nice to see a win.
You know, absolutely. Yeah, sure. A win is a win.
That's right. And I guess we had an extra hour of sleep.
Not me.
No, well, yeah.
Your at 2 a.m. Yeah. comes quick.
But, you know, some people think that hour really comes, but it's just, you know, time is just a measurement.
It's on the front porch just waiting for us next spring.
That's right. Yeah.
Next spring.
Yeah, we really didn't gain an hour. We just measured it differently. That's all. So, okay, tonight on Medical Frontiers, we're going to be talking about urinary incontinence and pelvic floor therapy, physical therapy, and other therapies. And this is a subject, I think this is the second time we have spent the entire show on this particular subject. And we have three different people with us this evening that were with us a number of months ago. And Rob, have you ever had three beautiful women in the studio all at the same time before?
I've been here 40 years, so maybe once, but this could be the first.
Okay. All right. We have three women to talk about this problem. And first, I would like to introduce Dr. Leah Maselli. Dr. Maselli is a gynecologist, OB gynecologist. She doesn't do any OB now, but she concentrates on gynecology, and especially from the urologic standpoint. She has special training in a fellowship with urology after she finished her OB-GYN residency. So now she takes care of a very specific part of the female body. It's the pelvic floor. But also, there are men that can have pelvic floor problems also that you probably would not see, but perhaps a urologist would see and refer for physical therapy and so on. And welcome to Medical Frontiers.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
She's a Pittsburgh native and stayed in Pittsburgh and had her undergraduate degree at Washington Jefferson.
Yes.
And had her medical school at Hershey,
yep.
Penn State.
Penn State, yep.
And then she became a specialist, a gyno-urologist. It almost sounds like something that should be in a zoo, but
feels like some days, yeah.
Tell us about that. What do we mean by a gynecologist?
Yes. So our division is called urogynecology. We have carried several names in the past. Formerly, we were female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. But I think people had a little bit of a hard time understanding what female pelvic medicine was. So we've now gone back to urogynecology, or it's now urogynecology and reconstructive pelvic surgery. So we do take care of both medical and surgical problems in urogynecology, focused on the pelvic floor for women. So those problems primarily...
Before you go any further, tell our listeners what we mean by the pelvic floor.
Oh, yes. So that's kind of like the conglomerate of pelvic organs, like the uterus and vaginal structures, as well as the pelvic floor muscles, but also incorporating the bladder and urethra. So taking care of problems like prolapse and incontinence, urinary incontinence and fecal incontinence, actually.
Okay. And those structures are apt to have some difficulties, especially after childbirth, because having a child vaginally is pretty traumatic.
It is. It's heavily traumatic. It's kind of traumatic by the nature of it. And so, you know, some women tend to have more problems than others. There are risk factors, but vaginal birth and the number of vaginal births is the number one risk factor to have a pelvic floor disorder.
Okay. What is the most common pelvic floor disorder?
I think, you know, we kind of categorize things differently, but I would say urinary incontinence is the most common pelvic floor disorder that we see, often accompanied by others. They kind of tend to travel together, but urinary incontinence is extremely common in women.
And that is losing urine from the urinary bladder unintentionally.
Yes. And that can be with force or activity, and we call that stress incontinence. That's a structural reason to have incontinence. And then there's also a functional reason to have incontinence, and that's on the overactive bladder or urgency spectrum.
Okay. Sometimes when a woman will cough or sneeze or laugh real hard or something like that, they can lose urine from the urinary bladder.
Yep. Yeah. So that cough, laugh, and sneeze leakage or activity-related leakage, that's called stress incontinence.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And we also have two physical therapists with us. And you might wonder why physical therapy for the pelvic floor. We're going to find out. Mm-hmm. And I'd first like to introduce Casey Nest. Casey is a physical therapist, and they are doctors of physical therapy. They've had lots of education, but they specialize in the pelvic floor. And Casey, tell us about that.
Yes. Hi. Happy to be here. I received my doctorate degree over 20 years ago. I've been a physical therapist.
Did you start at four?
Thank you.
What do you think, Rob? I think we have a child protege here.
Oh, gosh. And I've been specializing in pelvic floor therapy specifically for the past 8 years. So what is pelvic floor therapy? I specialize in the muscles, like Dr. Maselli said, that are located in the floor of your pelvis. We all have a pelvic floor. It's responsible for stabilizing our pelvic organs, for urinary function, bowel function, and sexual function. And it can certainly contribute to some pretty sensitive issues. Urinary incontinence is one of the more common ones we definitely see in the clinic. I would agree it's accompanied by other things often, but probably easily over 50% of my patients have some form of urinary incontinence.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we also have another physical therapist, Whitney Natale. And Whitney, welcome to Medical Frontiers.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Enlighten us about what you do, similar to your colleague here, but add a few words of your expertise.
Yes. So I've been a physical therapist for almost 20 years as well. Definitely didn't start my career in pelvic floor, but after having four children, I just became very passionate about the field and wanted to help moms and people that were dealing with things like prolapse or urinary incontinence, and just to allow them to be who they want to be after kids and or, you know, even without having children. So just really passionate about helping people and allowing them to do what they love to do.
What I've explained to people when we talk about the pelvic floor, if we didn't have one, then all our innards would be on the ground.
That's true.
That holds everything in, like our abdominal wall holds it in the front, and our back holds things in the back, and then we have a pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. Those three things have to be there and functioning
to have
a good, so we're going to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our guests this evening. Urinary incontinence and pelvic floor physical therapy. 866-391-1020. With your pelvic floor, you'd like to discuss that, tell us your story. We'd love to hear it. If you've had treatment elsewhere or even at AHN, we'd love to hear the results of that. And just tell us your story. 866-391-1020. It's a subject that we were talking before the show that sometimes people have a hard time talking about it. And we're talking about private areas, and it's not, good conversation around the dinner table, talk about things like stress incontinence and that type of thing. And one of the things that I've often wondered about, Dr. Maselli, is prior to some of these things even being recognized and so on, I wonder what women did, like in a rural society where they would have a child maybe delivered by a midwife, maybe by a family practitioner or something like that, and get out of out of bed and take care of the baby and the family and everything. How did they do it?
I think historically and unfortunately, women lived with a lot of these issues, and in their most severe forms can be very isolating. A lot of the patients I talk to now will have incontinence so badly that they won't want to leave their home or see their family, which can exacerbate cognitive or memory problems. So it can be a big quality of life problem. Historically, there have been some really interesting treatments. For instance, prolapse, before we had surgeries and pessaries and things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Things like that. I think women used to use potatoes as supportive devices, both for prolapse and incontinence. I won't describe that for so just you can imagine, yeah.
Put a potato in their underpants? Or was it strapped in? Or
They would use it insertionally.
Oh, they would insert it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like a pessary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because pessaries are still used today.
Yes, pessaries are very, very commonly used.
Yeah.
Yes, as a non-surgical treatment for both prolapse and some incontinence.
So you had to pick the potato a particular size.
Yes.
And clean it.
Yeah. And Idaho, yeah. This little pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I told you we tried to keep this light.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I could add that tidbit. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, women didn't live as long.
Correct.
And so on. But, you know, and we were talking a little bit about this earlier, that women are wired differently. Very often they neglect their own health to take care of their families. And you listeners out there, don't do that. You know, families are important, but you're also important, and you need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your family. Pelvic floor exercises and Casey, how about that? I know how you exercise the biceps, mm-hmm. the triceps, and your quads, mm-hmm. and hamstrings, and so on. But how do you exercise your pelvic floor?
So most people, the only pelvic floor exercise they know of is Kegels. And
explain what that is.
So a Kegel is contracting or shortening or squeezing your pelvic floor muscles. So if I was contracting my bicep, I would bend my elbow. If you're contracting your pelvic floor muscles, it's the same muscle action you would do if you had to urinate and you were holding it, or if you felt like you were going to pass gas in public and you're holding it. That squeezing action is contracting and activating your pelvic floor muscles.
And if you're urinating and you want to stop it, that's just that maneuver.
It would be that maneuver.
So
yes.
And I think we can all relate to that. Men or women, what that feels like whenever you stop. That's the exercise that you want your patients to do.
Well, that's the tricky part, is it depends on what their issue is. And a lot of people assume if you have a pelvic floor problem or you're leaking that you just need to Kegel. And probably more than half of my patients, they don't need to Kegel because they're already contracted and tight. Oh. So they actually need to learn how to relax their pelvic floor.
And when they're contracted and tight, even though you feel like urinating, you might not be able to pass urine because your muscles are tight.
Right.
How's that for an orthopedic surgeon?
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
It all translates.
All right.
Whitney, I've also heard that sometimes electrical stimulation is used. Tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. Just like if you're trying to activate another muscle in your body, you could use electrodes to help someone find these muscles that they might not be aware of. So it could help them with like biofeedback for their body. I personally don't use it as often in my practice. I believe, you know, the tactile feedback that I can provide a patient and having them learn how to use them through functional activities, I find to be really beneficial. But yes, we can, if needed, use electrical stim to kind of help them find more in a biofeedback format.
Okay. And Casey, if you get a spasm in your calf, that's mm-hmm. a gastrocnemius, soleus complex, all right? And the way you get rid of that is by stretching it and trying to be patient until those muscles relax.
Right.
Now, you're saying that one of the problems is that these muscles are tight and they're under tension, there is spasm, mm-hmm. and so on. How do you get them to relax? You know, I can get my biceps to relax just by letting my arm go flail.
Right.
But how do you do that with the pelvic floor? That's the trick.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's the good answer?
So basically, when we evaluate the pelvic floor, we're also looking at their spine and their pelvis and their hips and everything. And usually the picture we get when someone has a tighter pelvic floor is they're tight all over. Now, that's not always the case, but the way that we teach them how to relax their pelvic floor is often with mobility of the pelvis and the spine, breathing techniques are definitely huge in teaching someone how to relax their pelvic floor. We use a strategy called diaphragmatic breathing that decreases someone's intra-abdominal pressure. So it decreases the pressure in their abdomen, which helps to decrease the tone and tension in their pelvic floor. It's definitely not something they can do overnight. It's a process, and it's dedication on the patient's end. And there's usually more to it than just stretching. But, you know, we're trying to reach a new baseline with the pelvic floor so that they know how to fully relax, and then they'll have a more effective contraction to stop that urine.
Okay. Whitney, how often do you see patients for this, and how long does it take to see some results?
Yeah, so normally we see patients once a week, at least, you know, for 5 to 10 weeks at a time, depending on the severity and their functional deficits. We see them for about 45 minutes, one-on-one, always with the same, you know, same patient, same therapist. We realize that this is a very sensitive topic, and that we really take time to get to know our patients and know, you know, what are their goals? What do they want to get back doing? What are they having a hard time? Like Dr. Maselli alluded to, that a lot of these patients are limiting their day-to-day function because of these problems. So we want them, ultimately, as a PT, to get back to doing what they love to do, right?
Okay. Well, this is Medical Frontiers, and this evening we're talking about urinary incontinence and pelvic floor physical therapy. We have a urogynecologist with us and two physical therapists who have their doctorate in physical therapy, and they're specializing in pelvic floor physical therapy. 866-391-1020.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers for our next segment. We're talking about urinary incontinence and pelvic floor physical therapy. We have three lovely women who are highly trained in this subject. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. And Rob, let's go right to the phone calls. Pat from Lawrenceville. Good evening, Pat. Do you have a question? Are you there, Pat? I guess we lost Pat during the break. Sorry about that. But Pat, if you're listening, call us back. 866-391-1020. Okay, we've talked about Kegel exercises and stimulation and trying to relax the pelvic muscles, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes surgical approach is necessary. And Dr. Maselli, you're a surgeon. And are there surgical procedures that can help when somebody is not responding to physical therapy and other things?
Absolutely. We have a number of really great treatments, all of which are minimally invasive. So that's very promising. But we break down the incontinence and into the separate categories. So for stress incontinence or activity-related leakage, we have procedures that support the structure really at the bladder neck. So one of those things is called a mid-urethral sling. It's 95% effective for cough, laugh, and sneeze leakage. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It is general anesthesia with some weeks of recovery time, but it's, you know, on the lighter end of the surgical procedures. We also have something for patients who really want to avoid having a mesh. It's called urethral bulking. It's like getting a filler inside the urethra, but that is non-permanent, and that will wear off over the course of a couple years, but is an excellent option even for patients who don't want or can't have anesthesia. So great ones for structural base leakage, and then we do have procedures for overactivity as well. Outside of medications and physical therapy, we can do things like putting Botox in the bladder, 85% effective for urgency incontinence, and we do that in the office. And we can also do a surgery that's called sacral neuromodulation, working at the nervous system and how that interacts with the bladder with a small implant that can last up to 12 years.
Okay. And is the Botox something that has to be repeated?
The Botox does get repeated every 6 months.
Every 6 months, twice a year?
Yes, twice
a year. And has that been pretty effective?
Extremely effective. I think Botox is incredible. For both overactive bladder, we call it OAB wet, OAB dry. So even for people who have urgency frequency without leakage, nighttime urination, and for patients who do have urgency-associated leakage.
Okay. So there are things that can help. A woman shouldn't think that it's the end of the world, that something can be done most of the time.
Absolutely, and that's why I try, even at the first visit, to just provide a little bit more of that information just to say, hey, please don't give up and get lost to care. You know, we have a lot of things to offer you, even if the initial therapies aren't working.
Yeah. The pelvic floor physical therapy, Casey, is this something that's common in other cities and physical therapy departments and so on across the nation?
I think it's becoming more common. It's definitely, and I mean, in my 20 years of being in the field, it's grown significantly. Just since I've been with AHN in the last 4 years, I feel like our pelvic floor team has, I mean, doubled, tripled, quadrupled. The need is out there. I think more and more providers are gaining the knowledge of when to refer someone, that this is something that exists and we can help people with. It's a common issue. I think more women are coming forward and talking about it. Yes, I think it's definitely becoming more nationwide and more popular.
Okay, Rob, the next caller?
That's Lynn.
Lynn?
Yep. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. You're on the air, Lynn.
Okay. Years ago, when I was in my 40s, I was told that my bladder does not empty fully. From there, I don't remember anything being done until now that I'm into my 70s. It's a daily problem that stops me from traveling. I'm taking a medication called Myrbetriq, which doesn't do a whole lot. And if I fall asleep, like in the daytime, I leak. And it's a major problem.
So we have the problem of losing urine, and then we have the problem of retaining urine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay.
Well, it does not empty fully.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Lynn, that's a complex issue. We kind of call it overactivity with hypocontractility, and this is one of those spectrums of incomplete emptying and urgency incontinence that I think you could really benefit from multimodal care, a physical therapist to help you with the emptying and kind of like the pelvic floor component, and then having a urogynecologist partnered in your care. Sometimes, you know, incomplete emptying doesn't actually have a firm definition. And so I think it can be important to be evaluated by someone who's a specialist in the pelvic floor for your emptying. And often you don't even have to have complex testing, just so we can see exactly what is that residual. You know, how much are you truly retaining, or does it just feel like you're retaining because you feel like you have to go all the time?
Years ago, they had me drink fluid and then had me go to the bathroom, and then she catheterized, and she says, your tank is full.
Mm. That you may be experiencing something that we call overflow incontinence, which is a third category of incontinence I didn't bring up because it's kind of rare, but just kind of like you said, if your tank is half, two-thirds full all the time, it will be easier for you to leak because it will just be easier for you to reach the threshold. You may be a really good candidate for one of the therapies that I mentioned. It's called sacral neuromodulation.
That goes too fast, and I don't know how to spell it. I have, you said multimodal treatment is all I know. I don't know what word you just used.
Yes. I think we would be really happy to see you in the urogynecology office because we definitely have some things to offer you. But like I said, we would evaluate your emptying maybe just with a simple test, a complex test if we would need to, called urodynamics, which is where we're actually able to see how the bladder functions with a little electrode. But you could be a candidate for a couple of our procedural therapies, but we definitely would want you to get started with some physical therapy in the front end.
Okay, and it's very easy to make an appointment with Dr. Micelli, and that's Micelli, and you can get an appointment by going to 412-DOCTORS on the telephone or online, ahn.org. Very easy to make a report, make an appointment that way. And this evening we are talking about urinary incontinence and pelvic floor therapy. We have a urogynecologist with us, with two physical therapists who have been trained in pelvic floor physical therapy. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. We have another segment coming after the break. You can get in the queue, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, back on Medical Frontiers for our last session on this Monday evening. And you can talk to our guest this evening, 866-391-1020, urinary incontinence and physical therapy of the pelvic floor. Let's go right to Pat on the phone lines. Pat from Nutrinum. Good evening, Pat.
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling about this condition. I'm maybe my age. I'm 88. I guess it started about 2 years ago. But I do have chronic bilateral low back pain without the sciatica. And I have where my urine just comes out. And I didn't realize that there was physical therapy for this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, Casey, do you want to talk to Pat about the possibility of physical therapy for her problem?
Sure. I mean, in my opinion, it's always worth trying physical therapy. Have you had physical therapy for your back before, Pat?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
for
it's,
my back.
Yeah.
I have arthritis in my back.
Okay. It's similar to therapy for your back, but we would be looking at your pelvic floor. So being a woman, I'm sure you've had one or two pelvic exams in your lifetime or more.
Yes. Yes. Well, I had one pregnancy, but it was cesarean.
Okay.
Okay.
That's usually the elephant in the room with pelvic floor therapy is with our exam. In order to really do the most thorough examination, we like to do a pelvic exam to thoroughly assess your pelvic floor muscles, which are inside your pelvis. And then just depending on what we find, if we find weakness and difficulty contracting them, then we teach you how to strengthen them. If we find that they're really tight and you aren't able to move them very well, then we teach you how to stretch them. So I definitely think it would be worthwhile to come in and try pelvic floor therapy.
Yes, I think so too. I think it's a great idea.
Great.
I didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Okay, and you can make an appointment. You can make an appointment by ahn.org online or 412-DOCTORS. They'll be happy to see you.
Oh, I'm not on the online, you know. But this would be great news for me.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Okay, you follow up. And good luck to you.
Best of luck.
Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. We talked a little bit during the break about obesity, Dr. Baselli, and you said that obesity certainly is one of the factors, lifestyle factors that can have an influence on the pelvic floor.
Yeah, the urinary system in general is very responsive to weight for a variety of reasons, heavily tied structurally when it comes to weight. I mean, when you are heavier, you have more what we call visceral weight or visceral fat. That means internal weight. And that weight will sit on your bladder. And so it can make it more overactive, and it can kind of overcome some of the muscles that keep the urine in. So a factor for both that urgency and for stress incontinence. When you're carrying more weight with you, it also can lead to having more problems in the lower back or spine. And all of the nerves to the bladder, they do come, you know, straight from the spine and into the bladder and into the bowel. So we notice that with increasing weight, age, osteoporosis, lower back problems, you do tend to have more urinary problems as well.
Do these things that we've been talking about, do we sometimes have stool incontinence also with the pelvic floor weakness?
Absolutely. The same nerves that control the bladder also control the colon and the rectum. So you can often have both urinary incontinence and fecal incontinence. Those nerves control the pelvic floor and those dynamics. The pelvic floor is extremely important in the tone and the function of the pelvic floor in order for you to be able to empty, but in order for you to be able to be continent. So we do have, you know, medical and surgical treatments, but, you know, going back and always placing another plug for PT, it's just so important to work on the pelvic floor, both for, you know, the structure and function, but, you know, the nervous system as well.
Whitney, is it best to have a soft stool and make sure you don't become constipated or where you have to strain a lot to try to have a bowel movement? I think would be very not so good if your pelvic floor is not as strong as it should be.
Yes. So I find a lot during our first day, we're talking a lot about like lifestyle changes. Someone who is chronically constipated and functionally is straining through their pelvic floor every day for sure is weakening those muscles. And that needs to be addressed. So a lot of times we're talking about, you know, hydration and diet and lifestyle, you know, addressing movement, a lot of things that affect our bowels, whether that be on the more constipated side or on the looser side. So I do believe as a PT, you know, I'm definitely referring out for specialists, but we do address a lot of that in kind of lifestyle management. But I do see a lot of bowel dysfunction when treating the pelvic floor.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier about pessaries and the famous original pessaria a potato, but when pessaries are used, can they be used permanently or do they have to be changed or what's the deal with those?
Pessaries optimally should be what we call self-managed, where you're able to take it in and out yourself, clean it just with Dawn dish soap, give yourself a break. But there are some patients who have pessaries that can't be taken out themselves or they're just unable to. So we do see those patients in the office every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Are they uncomfortable?
If it is placed right and it fits right, you should not really know that it's there.
Okay. What age are we talking about? Are we talking about 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all of the above?
All of the above. Pelvic floor disorders, they do increase in prevalence with age and time. Menopausal status, the physics of walking on 2 feet, that all increases with age and time. But there are many women suffering in their 40s, 50s, and you know, I think more of them are feeling empowered to seek care as well.
Okay. We have less than 2 minutes before we have to say goodnight. Take a few seconds and give our audience a few words of wisdom from a urogynecologist standpoint.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful to be here tonight. I think kind of my takeaway message is that pelvic floor disorders are common. We have a really great team in Pittsburgh, both on, you know, the MD side and the physical therapy side, care all over the city, people who are really looking forward to talking to you about these problems. And we have a lot of great treatments and strategies to help you. So please feel empowered to come and find us and seek care. And we're here to help.
Okay, Casey, your turn.
Dr. Maselli said it all. Pelvic floor disorder is so common. You're not alone. We need to talk about it more. And come see us because we want to help you.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Whitney?
Can I say ditto? yeah, same thing. Please know that peeing yourself is not normal and that we can help you. And that at any stage of life, whether you are, you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and up, like, we can help you. So know that it's a symptom of something, you know, that we can figure out and put the puzzle pieces together for you and make you feel better.
Okay. And what we've been saying for years on Medical Frontiers of have a personal physician, a PCP, and if you have something that just doesn't seem right and it's not getting better after a week, 10 days, 2 weeks or whatever, talk to your PCP about this. And because we want you to be healthy and there are things that can be done no matter what you've seen the problem is. So we're going to say good night. Thank you, women, for coming this evening and give us this information, and we'll be back in a week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.